WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Rodgers and Hammerstein are the songwriting team responsible for some of Broadway's most popular musicals, Oklahoma, Carousel, South Pacific, The Sound of Music. But not all their shows were blockbuster hits. One of their least known shows, Allegro, has been brought to life in a new double CD. It's the first complete recording of Allegro's songs and score. In a few minutes, we'll meet the president of the Rodgers and Hammerstein organization, Ted Chapin, who is one of the producers of the CD and is also the author of a book about the original Broadway production of Stephen Sondheim's show Follies. First, we have a review of the new recording of Allegro from our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz.
You are never away from your home in my heart. There is never a day when you don't play a part. In a word that I say, a sight that I see, you are never away, and I'll never be free.
That was a love song that deserves to be better known. It's from an almost forgotten Rodgers and Hammerstein musical called Allegro, which opened on Broadway in 1947. It was the most ambitious experiment they'd ever attempt, a kind of musical everyman with a touch of Our Town, a life history of a country doctor named Joe Taylor. A few critics liked it a lot, and it had several songs that had become standards, especially the touching A Fellow Needs a Girl, which is actually sung by Joe's parents, and The Gentleman is a Dope, a song for Joe's nurse, who is hopelessly in love with him. Allegro ran only one season and didn't break even, but both composers believed in it and hoped it would get another chance. Musically, it was pretty daring for Broadway. Besides the individual songs, thematic fragments keep reappearing like Wagnerian leitmotifs, and the chorus, like a Greek chorus, both comments on the action and sings the characters' inner thoughts. The original cast album released in 1947 is still in print, but has only half an hour of music. Now Sony has released a 2-CD set that's nearly 3 times as long and includes just about all the music written for the show, most of it never recorded before, like this number depicting cocktail party chatter.
Broccoli!
Hogwash!
Balderdash! Phony baloney!
Stripe and trash!
As a bee, I start the day at 1:30. When I am finished phoning, it's time to dress for tea. Tell me we have to go get done.
The deep-thinking gentlemen and ladies who keep a metropolis alive drink cocktails and cocktails every afternoon at 5.
Hearing the whole score to Allegro, I also get a clearer picture of why it wasn't a major hit. Audiences usually want gripping stories with strong individualized characters rather than allegorical stereotypes. And both its sentimental Americana and anti-urban satire ring a little false. Rodgers wrote great satirical songs with his previous partner, Lorenz Hart, but Hammerstein's poetic earnestness lacked Hart's razor-sharp wit. The Gentleman is a Dope, for example, is Rodgers and Hammerstein's post-war counterpart to Rodgers and Hart's The Lady is a Tramp. There's no lyric in all of Allegro as memorable as Hart's "She goes to opera and stays wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp." Still, it's a good torch song. It was introduced by the great Lisa Kirk. It's sung here by the more generic Liz Callaway.
That gentleman is a dope, a man of many faults, a clumsy Joe who wouldn't know a rumba from a waltz. The gentleman is a dope and not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't belong to me. The gentleman is...
The more times I hear the score, the more of it I like. Stephen Sondheim, who is a 17-year-old, $25-a-week gopher for the original 1947 production, and who actually has a short speaking part on the new recording, considers Allegro the first really good experimental musical. It clearly influenced his own compositional technique. The excellent cast on the new recording includes Audra McDonald and Metropolitan Opera baritone Nathan Gunn as Joe's parents, and Hollywood dubbing queen Marnie Nixon as Joe's grandma. Patrick Wilson makes a good Joe. But what I like best about the album is that conductor Larry Blank uses the original orchestrations and gets both the singers and the orchestra to recreate the airy style and brash pace of a 1940s Broadway show. This may not be a historic recording, but it has the feel of one.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts Boston. He reviewed the new complete recording of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Allegro.